We're doing Gemara Brachas, we're up to Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the first wide line. We had said earlier, the Mishnah from Eduyos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba testified that the morning Tamid can be brought up to the fourth hour. What's the source for the following Mishnah? It's not a Mishnah, but whatever. It says the man would melt in the heat of the day. That's talking about 4 hours into the day. Wait a second. Is the pasuk mean it melted in the 4 hours or 6 hours in the day? The pasuk has a different term for the heat of the day. That's called kichomayom. That's the heat of the day, the apex of the heat of the day. That's talking about 6 hours into the day, midday. So what does the pasuk mean, v'chama shemesh? So we understand that to mean the area that's in the sun got hot. In other words, midday, everything's hot. It's just hot. There's an hour where it's not hot everywhere. It's just hot in the sun itself. That's called v'chama shemesh. The area that's in the way of the sun gets hot. And then the man melted. That's talking about be'al b'shaot, 4 hours into the day. So now the Gemara says, Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. Who would be the author of that braisa? It's not Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan. I Rabbi Yehuda ad al-bashot namitzafo. Rabbi Yehuda says that you could bring the morning sacrifice still 4 hours in the day. You see, he holds that 4 hours into the day is still the morning. Now, the pasuk describes that they collect it in the morning. Here it says that 4 hours into the day it would already melt. Seemingly the morning's over. Yet Rabbi Yehuda holds you could daven the morning prayer until 4 hours into the day. So he seems to hold the morning's not over. So how come it melted? So that's why it seems it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbanan, hi Rabbanan, ad chatzot. The Rabbanan say you could bring the morning sacrifice till noon. So then, if you're telling me it melted 4 hours into the day, so then that's not, seems to be the morning's over then. Rabbanan hold the morning goes till chatzos. Chatzot, ad chatzot, nami tzafro, till mid-morning, it's still morning. Till midday, it's still morning. Answers the Gemara, Ibaiteima Rabbi Yehuda, Ibaiteima Rabbanan. If you want, I could tell you the braisa will work with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion or Rabbanan's opinion. Rabbanan will tell you, you're right, technically the morning runs till noon. But the pasuk says they'd collected baboker, baboker, and then it would melt. So you see, why does it say baboker, baboker? It seems to say the morning is divided into two. Divide the morning into two. First 3 hours was the time they'd collected. Because you have to divide the morning into two. It says, baboker, baboker. And the morning of the morning, meaning the morning is divided into two. And the morning part of the morning, meaning the first half, that's when they'd collected. Because in the fourth hour, it was already melting. V'ibaitem Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda could also work with the braisa. Hai boker yeter alakdim lo sha'achat. Rabbi Yehuda says, why does it say they'd collected in the morning of the morning? To tell me they'd have to get it an hour before the end of the morning. Because the morning really ends according to Rabbi Yehuda in the fourth hour. But in the fourth hour it was melting already. So that's why it has to say in the morning of the morning. Everyone seems to agree that the time it was melt, it would melt, would be 4 hours into the day. Where'd they get that from? Amar b'yacha bar Yaakov, amar ka v'cham ha-shem shvin amas, ezo isha sh'ashem sh'cham v'atzil tzonene ve'omer b'arba shot. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, the pasuk says it would melt when it's hot in the sun. So what time of day is it hot only in the sun, but in the shade it's fine? That's talking about 4 hours into the day. We said in the Mishnah, Tfilat ha-mincha da'erev, Rav Yudha omer plaga mincha. Machlokas, whether you could daven mincha until plaga mincha or until night. Amar le'Rav Chista al-Rav Yitzchak. Hatam amar Rav Kahana al-Chak Rav Yudha oil v'tnan v'vchir t'kavatei. Earlier, Rav Kahana told us halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you could daven shachris until 4 hours into the day because the Mishnah in Eduyos, the chosen tractate Eduyos, goes like Rabbi Yehuda, so we rule like Rabbi Yehuda. Hachamai, what would you say here? do we say you could daven mincha until plaga mincha or until nightfall? Ishtik ramale velomidi. He was silent. He didn't tell him anything. Amav chista nechse anan. Rav Chista says, okay, so we could try to figure it out. Midi rav matzisha shabbat be'erv shabbat mibod yom shma mina lachak Rabbi Yehuda. Rav used to daven the Shabbos Ma'ariv when it was still Friday day. So what do you see? He holds that mincha time was over at plaga mincha, and he could already daven ma'ariv from plaga mincha onward. Seemingly, he goes like Rabbi Yehuda that you could daven mincha until plag. Says the Gemara, Adrabah, wait a second, I'll bring you a proof the other way. Midravuna v'Rabbanan lo avu matzu adulta. You see, Ravuna and the rabbis didn't join Rav in this prayer. They wouldn't daven on Friday night until it was dark. Shma mina ein alachak Rabbi Yehuda. You see, they didn't seem to hold alachas like Rabbi Yehuda because they said we have to wait till night to daven ma'ariv, to daven the Shabbos ma'ariv. So you have one rabbi going this way, another rabbi going that way. Now, being that we don't have a bottom line, the rabbis didn't leave us a clear tradition if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan. David kemaravad, the David kemaravad. If someone wants to go like Rabbi Yehuda and always daven mincha before plaga mincha, then he may, and he'll daven his ma'ariv after plaga mincha. If someone wants to go like Rabbanan and daven ma'ariv up to nighttime, so then he could only daven ma'ariv after nighttime. He could do one or whichever way he wants. What happens if you daven mincha after plag, but you were in a rush, you're getting married or something, so you had to daven your ma'ariv early? It's okay, but you have your yotze, even though you see you contradicted yourself. You went with both opinions. With mincha, you went with Rabbi Yehuda. With ma'ariv, you went like the rabbis. Okay, you shouldn't have done it, but it's still kosher. The big question is, what about Kriya Shema? Everything we've discussed is about tefillas, mincha, and ma'ariv. So Rabbeinu Tam, in the beginning of the Masechta, says a big chiddush that a lot of Rishonim went with him on it, that just like you could daven ma'ariv from plag onwards, you would also be able to say Kriya Shema from plag onwards, according to Rabbi Yehuda.